Breakfast Radio works is so many people just come and go while we're on. So if people have just tuned in right now, didn't hear the last.
It's all going fine.
It's great. Do you know, it's a chance now for me to say that the real reasons David's here are what I talked about earlier and yesterday. David's here to talk about you, me and him. We all know it. You know, I've been excited about this moment for ages. Yes, Rich talking about this new project he's in. It's you, me and him. When is it finally out? Because I've seen it. It's very, very good.
We've got a premiere in Birmingham.
Thanks for the invite.
Saturday night. Did you not get an invite?
No.
You're very welcome to come, Christian.
I'll be down in Dorset seeing family.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for your support. So we open on Saturday in Birmingham, then it's got a preview week in Glasgow from the 6th Glasgow Film Theatre, and then it rolls out across the country from April 12th.
And this is a kind of a unique project for you. It's a kind of family business.
My wife produced it.
So she was your boss?
She was my boss,
yeah. So how was that?
I kind of loved it. It kind of worked really well.
So would she go, hey, listen, that wasn't very good. You need to...
She wasn't directing it. She was the ultimate boss, you know. So she was... But she was sitting behind the monitor, commenting, leaning into...
So the producer, is that the person that gets the headphones behind the monitor? Because that always looks like the best gig on a movie set. Right, okay. Yeah. And if people are interested, which I'm sure they are, because all the choices you make and all the projects you're in are always very, very good, what can you tell us about it? I've seen it. It's very good.
Yeah. It's about, well, what's it about? It's about a couple, two women who are, the elder one wants to get ready and have a family. The younger of the two is still sees herself as a bit of a party girl, and she doesn't really want that to happen. But Olivia, the elder, starts the insemination process, and that makes the younger one freak out. She goes away on a bender and very inadvisedly sleeps with the next door neighbour. That's where I come in.
Yep.
And...
play that Keith Barron role very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Topical reference. Yeah. Two things to Google. What, Mummy, what does insemination mean? Second one, who is Keith Barron?
A whole generation getting duty fee this morning. And that's a good thing.
Christian, I'm looking up both right now.
What, Keith Barron and insemination in the same term?
The two go together.
I'm learning a lot.
Like hand in glove.
Yeah, so then it's about these three very unlikely parents, sort of in the journey into parenthood, because both women are pregnant at the same time.
And you now have a teenager, a 16-year-old.
As of yesterday, turned 16.
And you were just telling us, so you had a party for a 16-year-old. What do you do for a 16-year-old? Because Ruby's, my daughter, the oldest one, is 14 this summer. What do you do for a 16-year-old now?
We shoved them in the garden. I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, we locked them in the garden.
What, like a bouncy castle? Maybe when they're 10, but not when they're 16.
We put a sort of tent up, shoved them in there.
Do you remember your 16th?
I didn't have a 16th birthday party.
What do you mean?
I didn't, we were terribly poor.
Yeah, but come on, up in Scotland, what were you out on a park bench being sick, drinking Thunderbird?
I didn't have anything for my 16th birthday, not a thing.
It's a sad story.
I mean, I don't
know. It's like Piers Morgan's
maybe
life stories.
Maybe we went to Pizza Land or something. I don't remember.
Pizza Land?
Yeah. Do you remember Scottish Pizza Land?
No, I don't remember Pizza Land.
Pizza Land was the forerunner to Pizza Express. Yeah.
Before there was Pizza Express, there was Pizza Land.
Exactly, yeah.
It was like a theme park or something, wasn't it?
It was just a very shabby pizza restaurant. Not even Pizza Hut.
All right, we got the travel news in the ads coming up next. Rich and I have got 5 minutes to work out how on earth we're going to do an improvised game now for you, me and him.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast